Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and welcome to New Day.
Today holds a promise, a chance to discover truth, new ideas, and opportunity. Today offers choices to a new and brighter future. This is your New Day.
My grandmother used to say that you can't outgive God, because God always gives back in ways that you just can't imagine. You know, the point of giving is that the Bible instructs us to do just that. To give. To what? To kingdom work. If our minds are fixed and moving in the right direction, and what is that direction? Into building something here that leaves a legacy, but also in giving to something that lasts an eternity, and that is your savings account in glory. I've got with me today a very special guest. His name is Chris Simons. He has a company that is building people's lives by rebuilding their homes. It's a way of giving that's unique to me. It's not feeding kids. It's not delivering education. It's not providing medicine. What is it doing? You're going to discover that on today's show. And you're going to discover how you can activate the principle of giving in your life and begin to see the tangible overflow and difference in your own as a result. Chris, welcome to New Day.
Damon, thank you so much. What an honor it is to be on your show and to talk about what is the closest thing to my heart, and that's helping God's most fragile souls. Builders Care is a not-for-profit construction company, and quite frankly, our mission is to raise money and give away construction. And we've done that fairly successfully over the last 10 years. We have rehabbed over 1,000 homes just in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida alone. And not only that, we have sparked some other good-hearted people around Florida and around the United States that have come to see what we do, and they're doing it in their community as well.
Chris, I have to say that this is a unique organization that's giving in a way that few people can have seen before. I mean, we are familiar with the companies that raise money to feed children, right? We're familiar with the companies that raise money to provide medicine. We're familiar with the companies, the organizations that do a great job out there to raise money to provide shelter or to provide education. This is the first time I've ever seen a company do what you do. And you told me a story before the show that I want to start with, because it really summarizes, encapsulates the heartbeat of your organization, the heartbeat of what you do. It's a story that I think people listening to can identify and will get us started.
Well, thank you, Damon. This is truly a story that I love to tell. You know, I've done a lot of wonderful things. God's allowed me to do some remarkable things, and I'm so thankful to Him. But never in my life have I done anything more significant, I don't think. It was a year and a half ago, we were called upon by a family in distress down in St. Augustine, Florida. A husband and wife, young family, with six young children from 14 down to 1 year old. Everything's going along fine for this good Christian family when the husband, Kenny Goodall, came down with a tragic disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. I wasn't that familiar with it at the time. However, now knowing what I know, I can't think of a more difficult situation, because it's such a ravaging disease that moves so fast that you lose your ability to walk, to move your limbs, to talk, and to breathe. But up until that point, your mind is still 100%, so you become a prisoner of your own body.
Let me pause you for just a moment. Here is this family. They're believers, and everything's going along just fine. And then, overnight, nearly, he is diagnosed with a condition called Lou Gehrig's disease, and basically given a death sentence.
Exactly. Yes, that's a good synopsis of their situation. They always intended to build a bigger house for their young family, but they never got to that point in their life before he got ill. Mm-hmm. And that's where Builders Care came in. We heard about the story, and once I met the family, I left there with tears in my eyes, and I called our friends and partners. We are a charity that's governed by the Builders Association. And who better to help someone with a building problem than builders?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not social workers. I mean, we're sticks and bricks.
Sure.
So I told this story in front of the builders, and the people that stepped up and raised their hand, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, came together for a remarkable event where we rebuilt the existing house and added a lot of square footage so that this family would have room to grow and to heal.
So you heard about this family, and you heard that they had a need. What was that need?
Kenny Goodall needed to be healed, and God is certainly able to do that.
Certainly.
But he wasn't afraid to die. He knew where he was going to go, but he knew that he would be leaving his young wife and his beautiful children behind. Our heart in this situation is we wanted to help him leave in peace.
To know his children were taken care of, to know that he was leaving them in a good place.
Exactly. It was the most beautiful event I've ever been part of, because we didn't move the family away while we rebuilt the house. We kept them right on the site because I wanted Kenny Goodall there every day to roll him around the project so he could pick his children's bedrooms and help pick the colors and all of the things that a dad would do all the way up until Kenny's funeral, and we got to be part of that as well. We rebuilt that house and saw thousands of people coming from all over the United States. Just to be part of that was the most wonderful thing that I've ever done in my life.
You're a part of something bigger than yourself. You know, a lot of people want to give. People that go through life, they work a job, they go home, they watch television, we go to sports events, we go through this life never realizing one of the greatest joys that we can experience is to give to someone in need. Is that what drives you?
You know, you're absolutely right, because we can get in a rut in our daily routine, in our jobs. When you come to a Builders Care event and the volunteers that are there, they're there because they want to be. Mm-hmm. It creates an electrically charged atmosphere, because all of the people are there, they're there because they want to give.
Yeah.
And I get to tell those people, whether they're believers or not, if you're here to give today, it's only because God put that in your heart, because nobody has good if it's not coming from Him.
Yeah.
Because all good things come down from the Father in heaven.
We're wired that way.
That's it.
So your organization, in a nutshell, if you will, is not just an organization that builds things. It's an organization that rebuilds lives.
Right.
It's an organization that is a witness to this great joy, this great peace, this great legacy of Christ. And aren't we commanded to give, Chris? I mean, aren't we instructed to give?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm always reminded of the scripture, and I tell this to people over and over again. The widow, 1 Timothy 5:5, the widow who is truly in need and left alone prays night and day for God to send help. And I tell these groups of people this, that if you're here today, it's because you're answering someone's prayer.
Wow.
You can't outgive God. Just to get into that giving atmosphere, and you know at the end of the day that you're in the presence, you're in purpose, you're doing what you're here on the planet to do. And if you come out to our volunteer circles, you'll see a cross-section of community. You'll see preachers and church folks, but you also see bikers and prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
people from all walks of life wanting to do what? Roll their sleeves up, give of themselves to give to someone else.
Right. And all of that good stuff comes from God, and He's working through His people.
That is just awesome. Let me ask you, I understand you have a television program. I understand that this thing that you're doing has caught some attention.
Absolutely correct. You know, and we didn't mean for this to happen. It's just something by default. We thought along the way that we would document some of the things we're doing and maybe put it on the air locally in an effort to raise money so we could do more of what we're doing. 7 of our projects we put on tape and turned them into a local television show.
You documented the journey?
Yes.
Of the people's lives?
Of how we met the people, what their problem was. It's easy to find the people with problems. Now you have to find the resources. We were able to find the resources and bring those two together, the resource and the need, and watch what God can do.
Wow.
And we showed that locally for a couple of years.
And what happened?
We thought we were done with it, and then we got an opportunity of what I think of a lifetime. We went out to a broadcasters conference and told this same story to TBN, the story that I just told you a moment ago about
sure.
the Goodall family.
Sure.
And they said, if you can do television as good as you can tell stories, you're going to be on the air. And we showed them some of our local stuff that we did, and they've put us on the air, and we've been on for 2 years now.
Fantastic. So God knew about it before you did. God knew that there was a plan, and it was a plan to take what you learned and take what was burning in your heart to do and make it real. And it's not new for you. Chris, you are not new to this thing of giving. You've been involved in some respects in ministry for some time. I think, if I recall, you were a youth pastor. You were involved in ministry right here in Jacksonville.
I came out here 23 years ago on a spiritual journey. I was a young carpenter at the time, sleeping in my car. I got involved in church, and before I knew it, I was doing everything that I could for the church. God miraculously saved me, and I couldn't get enough of him. I wanted to do everything I could do. I became the children's pastor of that church and then the youth pastor. And I've served in many churches in town. I've served at a children's home here in Jacksonville. My whole career has been surrounded in nonprofits. I've also been in the building industry. So the bringing together of those two gifts, I guess you would say, was a perfect blend for me, is working in a construction ministry.
The young carpenter becomes a youth pastor to build the lives of kids. And now the carpenter's back to rebuild the lives of people. What a fascinating story. What's the name of the show?
The name of the show is Building a Difference.
And Building a Difference focuses on these stories of the lives that you're changing by building their homes, by repairing fences. What are you doing?
Building a Difference, the purpose of that show is to spotlight nonprofits that are doing really cool things for the kingdom. I host the show. I get to come on and tell people about this week you're going to see Builders Care.
Awesome.
That's their purpose, is to get people excited about what they can do in their community and to find out who's doing other things like this so we can tell their story.
Chris, do you see that the community, not just the faith-based community, but the community of Jacksonville, ordinary people, government, business, industry, do you see the community embracing what you're doing?
Absolutely. You can't do this kind of thing by yourself. It takes a lot of folks with good hearts, or I'll say God hearts.
Yeah.
And you find those kind of people in every cross-section of community, whether they're in the church, of course, or in the building industry, as we're part of, or in the city government. We have some godly city government officials. Just your run-of-the-mill citizen that wants to give back. Everybody that we have gone out to tell the story to embraces this, because I don't think anybody could argue that this is not the right thing to do. When you're a senior citizen living in a home that you've been in all your life and you make $700 a month, where in the world are you going to get $4,000 to put on a new roof? So people embrace this because it's a God thing and it is the right thing to do.
And that right thing is, while they're giving, giving back to the people that give in so many different ways. The joy of giving, the feeling that they're making a contribution and making a difference, and I think that we all want to do that. We're going to go to a break. Just real quick before we do, if somebody wants to go to the website to learn more about what you're doing, or they want to understand more about how they can participate, where do you send them?
We send them to builderscare.org, and you can find out a lot of ways to get involved or really keep up with us, what the project of the day is, and there's so many wonderful projects. Builderscare.org is the place to go.
Fantastic. We'll be right back after this break.
In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. Acts 19, verse 20. If you are a ministry, a Christian business owner, or divinely inspired author who needs a voice to spread the Lord's message and would like the opportunity to appear on this program, please call Legacy Group Global at 904-475-1010.
Hi, I'm Damon. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about giving, and we have a very special guest. His name is Chris Simons. He's with a company called Builders Care. And Chris, you have a television program on air called Building a Difference. What is that exactly?
Building a Difference is the television show that spotlights the good works of Builders Care. It's a show that's on worldwide television on Trinity Broadcasting Network every Tuesday at noon and also Thursdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's showing all over the world at different times, and I'm just amazed that what we started here, this grassroots organization, Neighbors Helping Neighbors, has blossomed into something so beautiful. We love to tell stories. We love to tell stories of Jacksonville's most fragile souls, but now those are being broadcast around the world.
And it's not a program with a project or a organization that's so far away. It is right here in our community and providing people the opportunity to contribute and to give, this thing we're talking about on the show. I want you to share a couple of the stories of lives you've seen changed. But before we go into that, before you talk about what Builders Care and Building a Difference has done specifically, Chris, the people listening need to hear from you. What motivated you to give? And when I ask you that question, I want you to tell me, why is it so important that we give? Why is it important that we take of ourselves? Why is it important that as I'm listening to this program and I'm driving down the road, or maybe I'm at work or I'm at home and I'm listening to this program, or maybe I'm on the website and I'm listening to the podcast, and I go through my life occupied with myself and my problems and my theories and my dreams, but I don't slow down long enough to recognize what can happen if I just give a little of myself to someone else?
Well, Damon, that's a wonderful setup, because you said it best. When you're focused on your own problems, that's your whole world. But in my experience, it's when you get outside of yourself and you reach out to someone who is in need or hurting or in distress, suddenly your problems don't seem as big. And I believe a supernatural thing happens there. When you focus on someone else, God ministers to you at the same time.
Yeah.
And all of us have something to give. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each one of us has received gifts. Therefore, minister one to another as a good steward of the manifold grace of God.
Wow.
And I've experienced God so many times just by giving what I can give. I'm not a great singer. Well, I sing okay. I'm not an artist. I don't paint or anything. But I can build stuff.
Okay.
I can build a wheelchair ramp, and I can teach you how to do it too.
And it's your way of giving back the gift that God planted in you.
Right.
You know, you use that word manifold grace. I heard a pastor say that manifold is many different colors. So there are many different points of grace of God for the many different problems in our life.
Right.
And you're providing many different solutions to many different problems of people in the community. Give me an example of some of them.
Well, I said before, when you're a grandma or a disabled person living in a home that you can't get around properly in, that you have steps you can't get up and down, or a shower you can't get into, or a roof that's leaking, that home that should be a refuge becomes somewhat of a prison. We as builders can go in and we can solve those problems. We can widen those doorways and we can put in the roll-in showers and the grab bars and the roofs. We can replace those. Those are all things that we can do. But we can also help the run-of-the-mill volunteer that wants to plug into that good work. We can help them be successful at it as well. You know, you can't bring a high school group out to wire a house, but there is good volunteer activities around grandma's house that they can do, and
yes,
that you can help them be successful. And as they keep doing it, they get better and better at it. They can continue that tangible giving throughout their lives and pass that on to their kids as well.
Fantastic. I would imagine with the collapse, if I could use that term, of the economy, that you've seen an increase in people that are in desperate need of help.
Without a doubt, you know, the phone, when you provide a service like this, never stops ringing, because there is a lot of low-income, seniors, disabled folks that are truly hurting. But with the downturn in the economy, the resources to be able to help them aren't as great. Donations are down. People can't give as much as they used to. However, I'm still amazed at the good hearts that continue to come out and roll up their sleeves. I mean, people have time on their hands. There's a lot of unemployed folks that'll still come out and work alongside of us and help us to make a difference, maybe not as much as we could at one time. I believe that that's going to turn around. We're thankful to be able to do whatever we do every day. We have to go home at night, lay our heads in the pillow, and know that we did the best we could do.
I would imagine that as you're helping someone in need, in a tangible way, in the natural sense, if you will. The fence needs to be repaired, or the door, as you described, needs to be widened. And they may not know the truth of the gospel. You're sharing the truth with them, the love of Christ, the love at the center of it all, the love that changes things in a way that they've never seen before, and might open the door for you to share the truth in a different way. Am I right?
Absolutely right. You know, not very often, but sometimes. And I've had this experience. I had an old man, Richard Turner is his name, and he's with Jesus now, praise God.
Mm.
But he was well into his 80s. We had rebuilt his home and put in ramps and things like that. And he became one of my favorite customers. Some of our customers, we keep going back and keep going back. But I remember one day someone had dropped a gospel tract off to his house, and it was kind of an impersonal thing, but he began to read it. But he called me. He called me because I was his probably closest thing he knew to someone in the church. And he said, you know, what is this about Romans? Can you tell me about it? And I told him, well, Richard, all it says is God's perfect and we're not. And we all fall short of his standard. And because of that, the wages of sin are death. We're all condemned. We were born that way. But Jesus provided a way that we could know God, be part of his family, and have our sins forgiven and be with him forever. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I believe that. I said, well, do you want to pray with me, Richard? And what was so beautiful, this is a man that's on his way off the planet.
Sure.
He's gone now. He was in his 80s, and I got to pray with him to receive Christ. You know, and the odds of that happening is not very great. Someone that's lived their whole life without Christ, and then in his final days got a revelation. But things like that have happened.
I would say that the odds of that happening are very great if we just make ourselves available.
Right, right.
You know, a lot of people, they go to church, they're living a good life. And the question of what you can do to bring others into this truth that we know so well, this life-changing, transforming truth, the power of God that changes things, we wonder how we can get it out. We wonder how we can make a difference. We wonder how we can give of that thing so great. And what I'm hearing you describe is that you've made yourself available. You've put yourself out there. You've gotten involved in the lives of people in a tangible way that they can relate to. And it set the stage for you to answer a question from an 80-year-old man that might not have gotten the answer otherwise.
Right.
And now he's with the Father. Chris, to me, that's divine appointment. But it was because you were faithful. It's because you have taken the step forward by grace into this whole thing of giving. We're wired to give, aren't we?
Absolutely. Jesus gave everything to us. Everything. He laid down his life for us. In Romans it says to present your body a living sacrifice.
Holy, you know, and acceptable.
That's what we're here to do. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul said it's the least you can do. Mm. It's the least you can do is give everything you can do.
Your organization is not, if I may use the term, fly by night. It is established. You're going on 10 years.
10 years. We are governed by great men and women from the building industry. Mm-hmm. We're not a Christian organization. We're an organization that's run by Christians.
I like that.
These are professionals in the community that are building the houses, but they're also giving back through this vehicle called Builders Care.
Now, if someone wants to get involved, you talked about people from different walks of life and different skill sets. Do I got to know how to swing a hammer the right way? Do I got to know even what a hammer is, for Pete's sake?
No, because there is something that everyone can do on a construction site. There's ground level entry tasks. You know, there's demolition and cleanup and landscaping and painting, those kind of things that we can easily make a run of the mill volunteer successful at.
And if they want to get in touch and they want to get involved, Chris, with you and all of these people that are practicing this principle of giving, how can they contact you? What website can they go to? How can they find out more?
They can find out more about Builders Care through builderscare.org. Whether they want to volunteer or whether they want to support us financially, which is so important, they can go to builderscare.org.
Chris, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for what example you're living about the principle of giving. Thank you for helping people understand that it's more than just talking about the problems in our life, and it's more than just sitting on the sidelines and looking at the problems that exist. We have a role, an active role, as believers to get involved, to make a difference, and to give back what God so freely gave to us. And I want to thank you for what you're doing. Jacksonville appreciates you, I know. The people whose lives you've touched, thank you. And God bless you. And to you listening, this is your opportunity to learn how you can make a difference, to learn how you can build a difference. You've been listening to New Day. We'll see you again next time.
You've been listening to New Day with Damon. We trust this program has been insightful and encouraging to you. To receive more information or a copy of today's program, please call 1-800-899-9152. Or you may download today's program completely free at www.damondavis.com. That's 1-800-899-9152. Or visit our website at www.damondavis.com. Write to Damon at 1650 Margaret Street, Suite 302, No. 325, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. Please share this exciting experience with someone else and be sure to join us again tomorrow. Today holds a promise to live, to learn, to love, and to start again. This is your new day.